Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Getting your day started on this Friday. Good morning and welcome to Quad Cities NPR. WVIK, it's 9:04 and I'm Jim O'Hara. This fall, public sector employees in Iowa will vote on whether to recertify their unions. The election period will run for 2 weeks in mid-October. IPR Zachary Oren-Smith has more.
Before contract negotiations can begin, public sector unions have an extra step the private sector doesn't. More than 50% of the union has to say yes. That's of every member of the unit, not just those who decided to vote. The Iowa State Education Association, which represents teachers, has been critical of the law since it passed in 2017. Its president, Joshua Brown, says if politicians were held to the same standards, re-election would be an impossibility.
If the governor had to get a majority of people to vote yes to let her stay in office, if you counted every person that didn't vote against her, that would not happen.
He says even with the new school year starting, his locals are preparing for how to run an election and ensure members are aware it's happening. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today mostly sunny with a high near 81. Overnight, partly cloudy, low of 64. For Saturday, sunshine, high near 87. There's a 60% chance of showers on Saturday night, then sunshine and a high of 90 on Sunday. Coming up on Think, type in a couple of prompts and an AI program can spit out an original song based on your parameters. So, should composers quit their jobs? The changing face of the music industry now that AI is on the scene. At noon today on Think on WVIK.